palm tree, which is not a very good tree. But the one you'd really like the best would be the oak, I guess.
Do you know a kind of tree, a very tall shade tree, that has looks kind of white when you look at it, and it has scaly bark?
Is that the silver leaf maple? Or the poplar?
Probably both of those are the same.
The silver leaf maple, when the wind blows, it looks silvery.
Oh, that's pretty, yeah.
Uh-huh. But I imagine that's the poplar you're talking about, though, isn't it? The other one?
No, this is a whole different kind of tree. This is the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed, the biblical story about Zacchaeus.
Oh, the sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Are there any of those around
here? Very few. Now, there used to be when I was growing up, but I don't remember seeing a sycamore. There's a lot of black gum and things like that around here. But I don't remember seeing, sycamore will have the big leaf, you know, with it. But I remember when I was, then I'm not out in the woods like I was then, so it could very well be, and I just don't know about it.
What did George Washington cut down? A bush that grows along the road or by fences where the leaves turn bright red early, and they have small clusters of berries or bobs. Old people used to use them in tanning leather.
Oh, that's called, we used to do them to write our names on pig sacks. I guess it's the one you're talking about, isn't it?
Would you write your name on what?
On a pig sack. You know, when we pick cotton, you know.
Oh, pig sack, yes.
What is that called? And it comes to the berry and
sumac?
What?
Sumac?
No, I don't, that's not what I called it.
Did you call it? Have you heard anything called sumac or shumac?
I don't know if I've heard the shumac. Uh-huh. But I'm not familiar with the other one.
Are you familiar with any kind of vines that'll make you break out and itch if you...
Ivy. Poison ivy.
What are some berries you can get around here?
Blackberries, poison berries, and what is it? Is a muscadine a berry?
I think so, yeah.
Muscadine and the possum grape, you know.
What is that?
And it makes like my husband makes wine sometimes, you know. It makes a real good wine, you know. It's a grape wine, but it's a little tiny berry. Grape, whatever you want to call it. Kind of hangs in clusters like grapes do, though.
Mm-hmm. Some berries that grow in the woods and are not good to eat, if they could kill you, you say they are...
Poisonous.
Very quickly, do you have any standards of the way you talk that you think people should, you know, follow? So you have any ideas about the way people talk?
No, I I don't know exactly what you mean by that. Do I say things that I would like for other people to say? Is that what you mean?
Do you have any ideas about the way people should talk or anything like that?
Well, I think you should be yourself. I don't think you should put on airs, but I think you should always try to correct yourself and use correct English. But I don't like to hear someone try to put on airs. I think that's sort of... overreacting to it.
I can't remember if I asked you how many children you have.
Two.
So you would say I have two
children.
Uh-huh. And what are their names again?
Marcia and Kim. Mm-hmm.
If a married woman does not want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask.
My husband.
And a man would say, I must ask.
My wife.
A woman whose husband is dead is
a widow.
The man whose father you are is your... Oh, pardon me. The man whose daughter you are is your...
father.
Mm-hmm. His wife is your...
mother.
Together they are your...
parents.
You have two...
children.
They are both...
girls.
And they are your
daughters.
Uh-huh. if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might call
is a midwife.
If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say, Bob, what a lot in 1 year. Your brother's son would be your
nephew.
A child that has lost both his parents is
an orphan.
The orphan is looked after by its legal
guardian.
Mm-hmm. A common name for a girl beginning with M.
Mary.
George Washington's wife was named
Mary. Martha. Martha.
There's a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Really?